Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, we are live, we are live, brothers. And welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 62, and I'm your host, Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete turned online fitness coach, transformation specialist, certified MMA strength and conditioning coach, renowned celebrity fitness expert, been featured on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox affiliates. I've written two Amazon best-selling books, but I am known around the world as the guy who helps men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s get into the best shape of their life through fitness, through nutrition, through exercise, recovery, sleep, and naturally helping men boost their testosterone levels. Boost their testosterone levels, double, triple, getting into levels when they were in their 20s. And I am excited that you're here because this podcast is dedicated to you, the man becoming more of an alpha man, because we are losing our men, we are losing our health, and we are losing the battle every single day. Because right now we are in the middle of a pandemic, and the pandemic is killing more and more of us every single day, and not just men over 40, but men in their 30s, men in their 20s, all over the world. I live here in Canada, but it's not just Canada, it's everywhere, obviously, you know. This is an amateur hour. Obviously. But this is what I do, you know, and I'm a results-driven coach. I'm not an influencer. I'm not a freaking IG trainer. I've been in this industry for a long time, and I'm helping men with proven system. Anyways, I'm done preaching. So if you're listening to this right now, the reason why I said all that, if you're listening to this right now, you're in the right place. You're listening to the right person. Because I have your health and your best health in mind when I'm doing these things. Today's podcast, episode number 62, is dedicated to my battle with COVID, with COVID-19, our battle. But because this is a podcast for men, I'm going to talk more about my battle with COVID-19. You know, what was going on? Because there's a lot of people out there who still have not got COVID, which is, thank God, amazing. And there's a lot of people who don't know anyone who has got COVID. And if they do know somebody, it's a friend of a friend of a friend, or it's someone who they don't generally talk to. So they don't know what they went through. They know maybe they had it, but they don't know what they went through. Or maybe it was someone at work or whatever it is. So I thought it'd be interesting for you to understand how me, Funk Roberts, who got COVID, and the battle that I had to battle through, what I went through. And, I also want to kind of touch on, one of the things that bothers me about this whole thing and how it's been handled. I don't dive into the politics behind. I live in Canada, right? So I don't. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of you people out there think I'm American. And although my business is a U.S. business, I'm Canadian. So I don't adopt the American mindset because it doesn't affect my life. Although I understand what's going on all over the world, because again, my program, and I coach guys from all over the world in over 115 countries from all over the world. So everyone has different ways of dealing with things. Everyone's country dealt with COVID differently. So I'm gonna talk about the one thing that's missing in this whole COVID battle, and why even from day one that's what I did and continue to preach and will continue to preach as we move forward. But before we dive into that, I got a couple of things. If you're listening to this right now, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you, brother. Wherever you are listening to this, I appreciate you. And I'm going to bring, we're going to be bringing more podcasts more often. They may not be long. You guys know I love to talk, but it may just be 30 minutes here, 30 minutes there, you know, really getting to the point of what I want to share with you guys. I like long podcasts because I generally, when I'm working throughout the day, all day, I'm listening to podcasts or audiobooks. I'm just learning, or I just listen to beats. I listen to music that gets me in a great mood, but it's got to be long. I like the 2-3 hour podcasts. I like that because I have the time to sit and at least it be in the background while I'm working. So anyways, but I'll try to keep these podcasts shorter. This one may go a little bit longer because there's a lot to talk about. You know, my wife and I just had to battle through COVID. And I want you to understand what we went through. So you know what to expect when COVID hits you or someone in your family. So, you know, but again, before we start, guys, listen, one of the biggest things that I always preach when it comes to men over 40 or even the 30s, 50s, 60s is you can't be doing the same programs that you were doing before. And I know this because every day I get 15 people in my DMs or emails asking me about how do I do this? And I was on this diet, it didn't work. I was doing these workouts, it didn't work. I was doing this, it didn't work. I can't get rid of my belly fat. You know, how do I naturally boost my testosterone? I get it all the time. And I think more and more people are reaching out to me because they know that my program that helps thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of men all over the world. I told you over 100, probably more than 120 countries. 100% or more 120 countries. Pretty much almost. Yeah, probably 120 countries. Now I'm thinking about it's like 190 countries in the world or something like that. Anyways, they know that the system is it works. It's proven to work over and over again. So, but you need the right workouts. You need the right nutrition plan that's specifically designed for your hormones and your testosterone and your fat loss and your metabolism and your health and keeping cortisol and estrogen levels low and kickstarting your thyroid, et cetera, and delicious foods, easy to follow, right? You need a recovery program that focuses on helping you get 7 to 9 hours sleep, help you with yoga and mobility so you stay injury-free. God, I just came off of a back injury, a debilitating 7-month back injury that I still worked out. I still trained. I still went to Abu Dhabi and worked to Fight Island while I could barely walk. But it's about injury free as we get older. And, you know, and a community of support, men who are doing the same thing you're doing, you know, and a coach, someone who's going to coach you every single week. That's what you need. And so you want to join the Over 40 Alpha program, go to over40alpha.com. For $1, you're going to get follow-along workouts, 24 months of follow-along workouts. You're going to get a nutrition plan that's easy to follow and different variations depending on what your goals are. You're going to get sleep tips and tricks, recovery, mobility, ab and core, warm-ups, stretches, yoga. You'll get it on an app or on the website. Everything you need is for men in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. It's a full program. That's the key. Listen, man, it's 2022. It's April. The days of going through YouTube and just willy-nilly picking YouTube videos, that's got to be over, man. Come on, man. You got to focus on your health. So go to over40alpha.com and join for $1. I'll give you the first 30 days for $1, and I'm going to help you lose 7 to 20 pounds, period. End of story. 7 to 20. You just follow the program. I'll be there to coach you, and you'll get it done. And also, if you need supplements, because as you can see behind me, if you're watching this on YouTube, supplements are going to be key, specifically as we get older, but not every supplement. Not all supplements are created equal. And I made sure when I created my supplements that they're high quality. Most of my supplements are re-engineered from scratch. They're not just white label supplements. They're re-engineered from scratch, designed for you. So that I make sure that has the right ingredients that are going to help our bodies. Help us get results, help us feel better, help us be more healthy. So go to funksupplementshop.com, grab those subs, grab those stacks, use code podcast10 and get additional 10% off. All right, let's get into this. Enough of this foolishness. Let's get into this. What's going on? All right. So my battle with COVID, let me take you back to when COVID started and what my mindset was about COVID. because I think it's important for you to understand that, so that as the story, as I tell you the story and as I guide you along the journey, you will know why we felt the way we felt when we got COVID, while we got COVID. I think we've let it go now, but you'll understand. So when COVID first hit back in 2020, right? Early 2020, when I say hit, it could have hit, obviously they're saying before that, but to us, because we were in New Zealand in February, working the USC. So for those of you who don't know, I also work in athlete relations. So we have an athlete relations team, myself and my wife and our team. Big up to the athlete relations team, Brock, Kevin, Sheldon, Danny, Brandon, the crew, baby, Matt. I love you guys. You guys are awesome. We are the best. Team Canada, all the way. We work Canadian events, New Zealand events, and Australian events. I've been doing that for like 7 years. Big up to Will for hooking me up, and Veronica as well. I gotta send those big ups when I can, man. Love and miss so much. So anyways, we were in New Zealand, working the New Zealand event. And actually just before New Zealand, I think we knew that we heard things happening on boats, on cruises, but we didn't pay any attention. We knew something was going on in China, but we just thought that was in China because it's happened before. So so not only were we in New Zealand and working the UFC event, incredible event, but we were also had tickets. We had everything set for Thailand because in 2020, we were getting set to do a month in Thailand training. Myself, my wife, my sister-in-law, my son, Cassian, we were going to train for a month in Thailand. I was probably going to leave Cassian there for a couple of months. We were going to come back, and then we were going to fight Muay Thai at the North American Muay Thai Championships here in Iowa, in the U.S. in Iowa. I was going for a belt. That was my goal. It was like the seniors belt. So that was Thailand was going to kickstart that training process. And just to let you know, in regards to health, like I want to kind of set the tone of health. I'm 52 years old and I consider myself probably one of the top 10 fittest men over 450 in the world. I'm being dead serious when I say that. Like fit being like, I'm not talking like I'm talking conditioning, strength, cardio, fitness, athleticism, like being able to beat the shit out of other guys in there. Well, I gotta back up on that one because a lot of jiu-jitsu guys was choke my ass out. So we gotta back up. But like, you know, just in general fitness, you know, following a healthy lifestyle, you know, natural testosterone, healthy lifestyle. I'm in the top 1% for sure. I don't even question that. Over 50 and in the 40s and maybe even in the 30s. In the 30s, it's going to be tough. But 40s for sure and 50s, come on, guys. Who are you dealing with here? You throw me guys in their 50 who can keep up with me. All you have to do is just go on my YouTube channel, look at the workouts, try the workouts. Like just go and do the workouts that I do on YouTube. Not even the ones I'm shooting on, like for my brotherhood. Just go and do those follow alongs on YouTube. Like follow alongs and see while I'm talking, everyone goes, well, I don't know how you are able to do burpees while you're coaching and talking. And so I'm just saying that because, you know, I'm just giving you the truth, man. That's how I look and body, like the body, my body, you know, fat percentage, my body, the makeup of my, like, you know, my physique, just fit, you know, fit, man, fit. I put myself just under Mark Stinson. Just under, and Mark's in his, I think he's almost 70. You don't know Mark Stinson, the beast? When he was on Joe Rogan and they showed a picture of Mark Stinson, and he, I think he's, I want to say he's in his, he may be 70, but he's ripped and lean. I'm like, that's who I'm going for. That's who I am. I am emulating, not when I get there, now. Because people always go, oh, you look good for 50. And I give them this look like, oh yeah, for 50 or for 30? Because I see 30-year-olds in my neighborhood that they're not even close. Like, what are you doing? Who? Come on. So I am bigging myself up because that's just the reality here. But there was a reason why I'm telling you that. The reason why I'm telling you this is because I'm healthy, okay? Fit and healthy. Yeah, I got some aches and pains, but because risk reward, right? If you train Muay Thai a lot, or you know, you're doing the workouts that I do, I've had to shoot 4 or 5 workouts at a time, you know. So like some of the times you're watching the workout on YouTube, you don't realize that at that same time I shot 3 already. So when it comes, and my wife and I are the epitome of health and fitness, period. You know, yeah, can we do better? 100%. Then better it would more be in the recovery realm of everything, because our nutrition's on point. Our workouts are more than on point. We get out in the nature, you know, we train a Muay Thai, we hit pads, you know, Angela was going to get into jiu-jitsu. We travel, anyways, I don't have to say anymore, okay? But there's a reason why I'm telling you this, because we're healthy. Okay, now let's get back to New Zealand. So now we're in New Zealand, we're coming back, things are starting to shut down a little bit more. And our only focus was getting to Thailand. Like that was it, because we had that Thailand trip booked for April. It is now end of February, early March, and we are looking every day to see if things were gonna get shut down. And finally, we had to cancel our flights. We had to cancel the trip, and we were in quarantine as you were. So now COVID's going, and people don't know what's happening, and the media is doing all kinds of shit, and we don't know. And then my business at that point was very slow. I was still trying to figure out, you know, the business, but I also saw that, hey man, more and more people are at home. So what do you do? You jump on and do these Instagram lives and YouTube lives and Facebook live workouts, because that, you know, I'm trying to maneuver through how can I help these people who are going to be at home? Cause that was my number one thing. Okay. People are home now. So now there's the excuse of not being able to get to the gym because gyms were closed, right? Everyone was at stay at home. You can't even go to work, you know? I don't know if you follow me last year in 2020, you know, there was a time where we were shooting a live workout in front of our house on our sidewalk, right in front of our house, on the sidewalk in front of our house. There was a woman walking a dog way down the street, and she crossed the street onto the sidewalk that we were working out on. And she walked the dog. She could have walked. We live in a street where there's no traffic, barely any traffic. And we also have 2 sidewalks. But she decided to cross the street, walk on the sidewalk, come to us, and then start swearing at us. So we're taking up all the goddamn space, blah, 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 blah. It was a video that I posted. And we were just like, what? Anyways, people's mindset was, it was very like angry and wear your mask and can't be outside. And it was a very weird time. Meanwhile, Angela and I are the happiest. Well, Angela's, you can't fuck with Angela, she'll murder you. But you know, I'm always smiling. Like, I mean, it's very difficult to get me upset. Very difficult. If that happens, if you get to that point, you're fucked. That's all I have to say. Cause it's almost impossible to get me mad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm generally the happiest guy. When people meet me, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you're so like cool and happy. And yeah, that's just me. But if you do get me mad, then it's on. So we Now we're upset because we can't go to Thailand, but I'm doing these lives, and we're doing lives, and I'm trying to figure out what's going to happen. And the lives start to get a little bit old. I'm like, all right, fine. You know, it's enough with the lives. And I really doubled down on my brotherhood. And I realized that the people who are always in my brotherhood did not have body weight workouts, because my brotherhood, when I first started the first 12 months, there were like dumbbell workouts and body weight workouts. Right. And like, we use dumbbells a lot because as we get older, you need to build muscle. So you need to make sure that we're always battling sarcopenia, which is a natural loss of muscle. So here I am doing, all, you know, going back now and shooting another 12 months of only bodyweight workouts so that I can put it into the program. So that if you come in on phase one, you could either use the main workouts or the non-equipment workouts. Okay. So in 2020, my fitness level went through the roof because I was shooting literally weekly, two or three times a week, trying to get as much content. And then on top of that, at the same time that I was going back doing bodyweight only workouts for the entire, and generally speaking, in my program, there's four workouts a month, right? That you just cycle through. You don't want to do more than that. So I had to go back, shoot four fresh workouts, right? Three to four fresh. But on top of that, because there were so many men in the program who had finished the first 12 months. And so I'd already committed to doing Alpha Plus, which is another 12 months. So now I'm shooting body weight. I'm shooting Alpha Plus. Then we launched this kettlebell Spartan Academy. So I'm shooting kettlebell workouts. So like for a 50, how old was I back then? I was 51 years old. So for a 51-year-old man, shooting all kinds of workouts, making sure my nutrition's on point. Like, and then because what we saw was a massive spike in about May, the brotherhood just took off. And my YouTube channel just took off because I started posting follow along workouts, bodyweight workouts. And throughout that entire time, I always said and preached, guys, we have to focus on our health because we are. Last summer we were outside more. I mean, last summer, Angela had the best summer ever because we took advantage of being out, going to Algonquin Park, going on in nature. You know, like we did a lot of stuff outside. Angela was riding her bike because the city shut down Lakeshore Boulevard. So she would ride her bike for freaking miles. We would hit pads out at the beach. We would hit pads on the right outside here. We worked out outside. Like it was actually a good. We took advantage of it, right? Because you can, there are ways to take advantage of certain things if depending on where your mindset is. Like, we saw this as an opportunity to, okay. And so we saw this as an opportunity to actually get out there and really be outside and go on hikes, which we never did before. We never used to go on hikes, only when we traveled. But we really went on hikes. We saw as much of Ontario as we could. We had, you know, like, It was incredible because we took advantage of staying healthy outdoors, not being confined indoors. And Angela worked throughout this time because she is an essential worker. In my business, I'm always inside, but we did ever as much outside. We shot workouts. So throughout this whole time, my whole focus was preaching about nutrition, about exercise, about sleep, about the mindset of trying to keep yourself your mind healthy during these times, because I also understood that a lot of people start to get depressed. But if you can stay healthy, and if you have some type of a health routine, a fitness routine, you know, good supplementation, like my supplement company blew up later on in the year because, you know, learning all of the things that, you know, vitamin D and vitamin K and omega-3s. And so it was like, you know, vitamin C's and immune support and all of this stuff. So I that was one thing I always talked about. I was doing Facebook, I was doing YouTube Q&As. And I would always say that in every Q&A, I would say, guys, we have to stay healthy. That's the one thing that we have control over is our health. Like, and the fact that everyone was inside, there was no excuse. Like, there's no excuse. Now there's no excuse Because before, the biggest excuse was, I just don't have time, Funk. I got a family. I got to travel. I got to go to work. Totally. So I created a program that would help that. But now that there was no excuse because people were home, I was tripling down on, like, guys, come on, we got to get healthy. You know, the narrative out there was, it was an old person's COVID's, only old people will succumb to COVID. That was the narrative. And maybe at that time that was true. So as a 50-year-old man, but someone who coaches 40-year-old men and 50-year-old men and 60-year-old men, 70-year-old men, once again, my narrative was, we got to be hard to kill. We got to be super healthy. We got to do everything we can to eat healthy, to exercise, to make sure that we don't get injured so that our body's not overworking. Like, that was my narrative from day one. Day one. I heard that nowhere. Nobody else that I knew of was talking about that, specifically in the media, and everyone else was just doing freaking Instagram workouts and shit like that. But no one was really, there were people who were doing it, obviously, but there was no one that was really like, there were people who were like, I don't understand why no one's talking about this. I love those people. You know, Joe Rogan was big on that, you know. And anyways, we're 2021 April as I'm recording this, and that narrative still is not being talked about. So that was my narrative. So, you know, lucky for me, God, actually not luck, it's God, my God up there, literally said, okay, man, you're now ready in a place to help as many men as you can get healthy during this time and forever. And so as we started to, COVID started to happen, I didn't know anybody. Like, let's go to like summer of last year. I knew no one who had got COVID except one person who was in my brotherhood, left the brotherhood, and 4 months later died of COVID. And that really hit us all. That really hit us all inside my program. Because we're like, guys, I'm telling you, you got to stay healthy. And then I went all in at that point, because I'm like, guys, we have to stay healthy. So again, it was just like, you know, I doubled down on my coaching every week, you know, and literally we were getting 20, 30 new people every single day joining the program. We still do, actually, to this day. But like, it just started to grow, and then starting to see all of these guys transform their bodies, transform their lives, get into incredible shape, lose weight, coming in 300 pounds. Now they're 185. Guys who battled depression, battled mental health, battled anxiety, gone, right? And now with tools to be able to handle stuff like that. Nothing in media. No, they're talking about this, how many people die, and this, how many people this. So now let's talk about COVID and how we thought of COVID, because we respected COVID 100%. I mean, I had a lung disorder 4 years ago that almost killed me. So, you know, crypto-organized pneumonia. So make no mistake, COVID was not coming in this house. Make no mistake. That, you know, Angela works in a place where they already respect, being sanitized. Not, the word's not sanitized. They already respect like cleanliness and like, you know, sanitization. Like what she does, she already knows that's like, the practice of that and the behavior of that within her work is, that's 100%. Like, these people know about that stuff because of what she does. So, and she's the boss. So when she goes in there, she makes sure that everyone is adhering to it. You know, when shifts change, she's the last person. There's no overlap. You know, when other people come to where she works, so like, you're not getting in here, what do you need? Like, levels. And at home, we're like that. And when we went out, we always wore masks. Always wore masks. Always. So the hyper attention to being clean and just adhering to the fact that we're not getting COVID. Okay, that's number one. All right. So all that was all last year, and that was all good, and that was fine. And things started to slow down and open up and close and open up and close and what have you. And then January came, and it was an opportunity for Angela and I to go to Fight Island and work the event in January on Fight Island for the UFC. So it's like, okay, this is great. It's a great time. It's a great opportunity. Let's go down to Abu Dhabi. Let's make some money. Watch some work the fight. Sorry, you know, Conor McGregor, Dustin Poirier, you know, Max Holloway. Incredible opportunity. Now during this phase and during this time, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but like we were tested literally 14, 15 times during this day. You know, we had to fly out to Vegas. Well, we had to get tested before. And, you know, we were always like very sensitive about not getting COVID because we did not want to miss the opportunity to be able to go to Abu Dhabi to work, you know, to be part of an incredible three cards. You know, to work three cards in 1 week. Like there were so many things that were going on. And so we were so like, on top of that, right? So we had to get tested before, and then get the results, and then tested before we got on the plane, or, you know, like, and then fly to Vegas and then quarantine 48 hours, you know, you get tested again. So even during all those times, you're still like a sensitive, hypersensitive fact that like touch somebody. And then we get the charter flight to Abu Dhabi, and then we got to get to Abu Dhabi and we got to get tested. And then we got another 48 hours. And then we're in Abu Dhabi. And for the entire time in Abu Dhabi, we're always getting tested before fights, before weigh-ins, during the week. We always have to wear a mask. So mask wearing and getting tested and all that stuff just became a reality. And cleaning your hands and not touching people. And even though we were in a bubble, because we were in a bubble, we couldn't go anywhere. We were in a bubble. But the experience was amazing. And when we came back, we were still hypersensitive of not getting COVID, right? Still. Both still in great health. Both doing what, you know, what we do. We had people come here for renovations in February, still focusing on not getting COVID. Okay. So understand that COVID, not getting COVID is our number one priority. Okay. Always. Vaccines start coming up now. And we're still like, okay, well, are we going to get a vaccine? Well, we want to get a vaccine because we want to travel. And we don't know what's going on. The world doesn't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on. But if a vaccine will help us make it easier for us to travel and move from country to country, I'm getting it. Because here's the thing. I'm healthy. So I don't give a shit about all these people who are crying about what's going to happen with the vaccine. Like what side effects. Those side effects are for people who are fat, out of shape, and unhealthy. Those are people who are afraid of that stuff, because you already know you're unhealthy. You already know you're fat. You already know that you're out of shape. And yeah, you know, let's get real here, man. You're out of shape. You're unhealthy. And well, I'm not gonna get that vaccine because I don't know what it's gonna do to me, dude. You know what you need to do? You need to get in shape. You need to get healthy. That's what you need to do. And you know you need to do it. So don't hide behind all this shit. When you have the opportunity to fortify your health. So we go along and Angela goes to work. So now we're going, so it's April, right now it's April 23rd. Okay. So let me just get it's April 23rd today as I'm recording this. I think this is going to come out April 28th. So I got COVID. I don't even know when I got COVID. Oh, April. Okay. So let's go to April 6th. Okay. April 6th ish. Okay. It could be April 7th, April 6th. Don't hold me to that, but around that time. Angela's working. She's at work and someone comes into work. The person who comes into work is the person who doesn't respect COVID. Okay, there's always someone around you who doesn't respect COVID. And I remembered a lot of the time I stayed away from those type of people, because if they don't respect COVID in front of you, then they ain't doing shit. They're not sanitizing. They're not doing anything. They don't care. So I don't want that person around me. Right? I don't want that person around me because if they don't respect COVID, that means they don't respect themselves. That means they 100% don't respect me. Like not even a question. They don't respect me. They don't respect anybody else. So there's a person at her work that definitely always joking. Oh, I went out with my kids and we took them to a birthday party. And she'd be like, what? What the fuck are you taking your kids to a goddamn birthday party? What's wrong with you? You know what's going on right now? Right. And now Ontario's going into a third wave right now. Right. So now this is our third wave. Worst wave we've had. Worst COVID we've had ever at this point in Canada. In Canada and in Ontario. So I apparently she comes into work another day during that week and she's coughing. And I know, and again, I don't know these, I wasn't there, but I know through Angela, she's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing here? Why are you coughing? And the person is laughing about it and, oh, it's not COVID and, you know, making jokes. Specifically, you're not supposed to go to work sick. You're not supposed to go to work coughing. And the job that this person does, she doesn't need to go to work. Like, there's not going to be like, because I know that in some places, the essential workers have to go to work because they're not getting government assistance. But in this case, that's not even there. The person will get assistance because of the type of job it is. 2 days later, probably April 7th or 8th, I don't know, just around that week, okay? Angela gets a text from this person because Angela is her boss saying, I got COVID. And you guys know who's my wife. If you know my wife, it was a hurricane. A hurricane of emotions. A hurricane of, you know, a nice, anyways, I'm not gonna go down that road. So we had to go get tested. And we got tested on the Friday or on the Thursday. We got our tests back on the Friday. And Angela was positive and I was negative. So now there's a little bit of panic going on in the house between Angela and I because she's positive and I'm negative, but the thought is we definitely do not want to get COVID, so we do our best, whatever that is, to stay, you know, I'm upstairs here in my cave and she's downstairs and we barely cross paths, but we're in the same house and one person has COVID and probably I had you know what most likely happened when she got the test and I got the test, I was probably just an hours behind her in the sense of how I got COVID. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure how the incubation period and all that shit is, but I'm living, sleeping with my wife. So it was only a matter of time. But, you know, the weekend, I was in my head, I was still negative because that's what the test said. And she was positive. So that Monday, I went for another test. And then the Tuesday, I was positive. Now over the weekend, here's where everything starts to rumble down. Now we're going to get into how COVID was for me. So during that weekend, when I was still negative, I got sick on the Saturday and I never get sick. I haven't been sick for years, like maybe 5-6 years because I'm so healthy. I don't get sick. So right away, Angela knew. She's like, oh, he's got COVID. There's not even a question. And Angela had been sick throughout the week. Pretty bad. Right? Pretty bad. So for me, same thing. On the Saturday, it was like, I was so like flu sick, right? Flu sick, cough. I was still working, but I had the cough. I had congestion. It was just not a good scene. But I just did what I usually do when I'm sick. You know, I get the Neocitrin, I fortify more supplementation, my Vicks on my chest. And, you know, it was just, for me, it was just one day of being super like sick, like the flu. That's all it was. Sunday, I was out cold. I think I did a coaching call that Sunday and then I was out cold. Like my, 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 my energy levels were low. And then Monday, when I went to get tested again, Monday morning, I was feeling better. I was slowly be feeling better. But the fact that I got sick and then the fact that I came positive made sense to me. So now that whole week, Angela and I are both, you know, very low energy, very congested, you know, and just like feeling foggy. I'm still working. And, you know, actually, I was still working out. I was still on the bike. Angela there was zero workouts for Angela at that point. I was still doing light workouts on the bike. And then near the end of the week, like, so, you know, let's just say like I worked out Monday, like I did a bike ride on Monday, a bike ride on Tuesday, bike meaning my Peloton. And then, cause we have to quarantine. So my Peloton bike, which is why you should get a Peloton. Anyways, just in case. And then Wednesday I was out. I was so like destroyed. Thursday I was destroyed. Like when I say destroyed, I mean like my body was so, I had no energy. At nighttime, all of my muscles and my body would be sore from my neck all the way down to my toes. No, my neck to my ankles would like literally, it would take me, if I had to go to the washroom throughout the nighttime, it would take me like 10 minutes to get up and out. It was so like, my body was so freaking like just run down. I still worked, but it was run down. Then Friday came. So, you know, remember I got on the Monday, I was positive, but the weekend for sure I got it. Friday comes now. Okay. Friday comes and I feel great. I'm like, shit, I'm feeling good, man. How you feeling, honey? I'm feeling good. All right, it's Friday. It's good. It's the 16th of April. By the way, April 12th was my birthday. That was the day I went to get tested. That was my 52nd birthday. So the 16th, this gets good. 16th comes up. And Angela and I are feeling great. And inside my brotherhood, we're having an alpha shred challenge. Tough workouts. So we decide to throw on the weight vest and do the bodyweight 500 workout. If you haven't seen the bodyweight 500 workout with the weight vest, go onto YouTube. I believe it's there. We did the workout. Shouldn't have done the workout. Because on Saturday and Sunday, I felt like I had COVID again. Sunday for sure. Sunday I was out all day. Like I was on that couch. I think Angela took Facebook pictures or something. I was done. Saturday I was, we were feeling it. Sunday, done. And then Monday I woke up and I felt great. And throughout this week, I've been feeling fantastic. Absolutely amazing. Feel great. You know, specifically when you're down and out and now you're up. So my battle with COVID was really the first weekend, you know, I was sick, but it was just one day of being sick, like one day of having a flu. And for me, that was out of sorts because I don't get sick. So that was out of sorts for me. And then during the week, I was still working out. I was still, you know, working, you know, running meetings for our business, you know, still doing that stuff. The Wednesday, Thursday, though, definitely was run down, like, you know, aches at night and this run down, very tired. My brain, I had this brain fog going on. And then the Friday felt great. So we threw on the weight vest, killed the bodyweight 500. And in turn, I was killing myself for sure. Saturday, totally sore, you know, barely, you know, the morning I did something for work and then, you know, was pretty much done. And then Sunday was 100%. I had to cancel my coaching call with my brothers, which I generally never do. I was out for the full day. Monday got up feeling better. Tuesday felt great. Wednesday and today is Friday and I feel great again. So, you know, and we've been working out all week. So Monday it felt great actually, because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, we've been doing some serious workouts because I'm now starting to do programming for Alpha Prime, which is going to be another 12 months of programming. And those are going to be crazy, awesome dumbbell hit workouts. So, and then, so Tuesday, Wednesday, big workouts, big abs, lots of good food. And then Thursday rested, and today we're gonna do it again. The only other thing that I had after the whole so this week, for the first 3 days, I had metallic mouth. Like my mouth literally tasted like there was metal in it. I wasn't eating the way I generally eat because my mouth was full of metallic mouth. I didn't lose my sense of smell. I didn't lose my sense of taste, but Angela did for 3 or 4 days. She couldn't taste anything. She couldn't smell anything. Other than that, that's it. Angela was better than I was. She was run down that first week. But my battle with COVID really wasn't anything crazy. But once again, every time I would look at Angela, you know, it would be like middle of the day, and we're both like completely drained for no other reason but the fact that we have COVID. And we would look at each other and be like, COVID ain't no joke. COVID ain't no joke. There's a whole bunch of people out there who will say all this stuff like, oh yeah, I got COVID, but you know, only lasts a couple of days. There's people out there who bad talked COVID, then got COVID, and then only said, oh yeah, it was only a couple of days and that was it. But really, they don't tell you the whole story, right? They just tell you that, oh, it was only bad for a couple of days. But in fact, for those people, because I know, and I'm just talking about people in the podcast world and stuff, it was tough for them. It was very, very difficult for them. They just came out on the other side and they talk about it. For me, I'm telling you, it was super tough. When I got a cold, it was just a cold thing. So that's not tough. It's just you got a cold, right? It's annoying. For me, it was annoying because I never get it. But the days during, there's a couple of days during the week that was tough. Nighttime, a couple of those days were tough. And then the Sunday after I worked out on the Friday, that I should not have done that. So the moral of my story is if you get COVID, don't work out. It's all about rest. It's all about tons of water. It's all about nutrition. And it's just, you know, supplementation and just lay low and let COVID get out. Because what's going on when I'm working out during COVID is I'm putting my body into I'm forcing my body to work harder to get rid of things, right? Because now my body has to recover from a workout. Plus it's still trying to get rid of COVID. And now I'm adding, because I added the workout, you're adding more cortisol, more stress, right, to the picture. So I should have just, okay, I got COVID. I'm shutting it down for a week and a half. I'll still like work and stuff, but I'm definitely not working out. So that would be my thing. And you know, like I said, you know, I'm 52 now. I feel like continue to be in the best shape of my life. Best health, COVID knocked me down, but I kicked its ass, right? Like, you know, I obviously COVID knocked me down. Listen, when you're in a fight with COVID, when you're in a five round fight with COVID, COVID's going to win some rounds. COVID's going to win rounds. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. COVID's winning rounds. So you have to manage your fight. You have to manage it right. If I want to make an analogy, and the analogy is going to be like a fight, a five round championship fight. Angela went in for the women's championship. I went in for the men's championship. Okay, we both were prepared. Best fight camps ever. Okay, we both are the best. Angela's strategy was give COVID round one, give COVID round two. Okay, that's her strategy. I'm gonna give COVID round one. I'm giving COVID round two. I'm just gonna, you know, I'm just gonna chill. I'm gonna move around. I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna preserve my energy for 3, 4, and 5. And then 3, 4, and 5 came, and she murdered COVID. She murdered COVID. Me, on the other hand, I went in a different strategy. I went in hard in round one. Got knocked down in round two. No, no, no. this is what happened. I went hard in round one. Lost round two for sure. Like I lost. Like Angela purposely lost those rounds. Like she wasn't going in to win round one and two, knowing that she'll win in three, four, and five because she had the conditioning, she had the health, she had the cardio, and she was gonna have the strength. And then around five, she kicked COVID's ass. Not even a question. TKO, done, out, over, finished. Me, on the other hand, I went in round one swinging hard, trying to go for the first round knockout because I'm Funk Roberts and I'm healthy. So I should be able to knock COVID out once. Even if I was sick, I was still swinging and punching. Round two, I lost out those rounds. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Here I am at nighttime, my body's sore. I'm like barely getting up. I'm just like, so round two lost. Lost round three, big time. No, lost round two. Round three, in the cards, if you look at it, some people gave it to COVID, some people gave it to Funk. One round three with the bodyweight workout, literally one round three. Murdered round three. Round four got dropped. A couple times around four. I got dropped a couple times around four on Sunday, the past Sunday. I got dropped. No doubt. Angela was like, I don't know if this guy's going to get up. But round five, I came back and just destroyed COVID. That's the whole thing. So I went out around one swinging and probably lost round one. That's what I wanted to say. Sorry, lost round one, won round two. Round three was a toss up. Got knocked down in round four twice on my knee. Like barely got up. Like I was barely getting up. I think I probably got saved by the bell in round four. And then, but round five I came out. Wasn't even a question. Anyways, the whole point is don't work out when you get COVID. But more importantly, right now, my people, my brothers listening to this, it was tough. Because I always had to say, Angela would be like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, man, it's just COVID. You know, COVID's got me right now. COVID's got me. COVID's no joke. COVID's got me. And so, you know, if I was to now be like, okay, for all of you guys who haven't got COVID yet, right, the very first thing you should be doing, right, if you're listening to this right now, you should be going to over40alpha.com, putting in that $1 and starting the process of getting healthy as much as you can. Start to, your body, you want to make your body hard to kill. Because like I was mentioning this to Angela and I mentioned this on the coaching call to all my brothers, I prepared for this. My body's hard to kill. I mean, COVID is not taking me down. Even with this, with the lung disorder, and the COVID's a lung tax your lungs, and I had a lung disorder that almost killed me, that can pop up anytime, by the way. Crypto-organizing pneumonia can come up anytime. So knowing that I made myself hard to kill with COVID, I was prepared. And I'm not saying you have to be prepared to the degree of where I'm at, but you just have to start that health process so that when time comes, if you get it, at least you can fight it in a way that, you know, it's not going to put you down and out and 6 feet, 7 feet under, 6 feet under, and leaving your family without, you know, like we lost a few people. I lost my grandmother to COVID. So number one, you're going to over40alpha.com. You're spending the dollar and you're learning the foundation of healthy work, the right workouts for us guys, not the old school bodybuilding style workouts that work, or the cart, or the running on the treadmill for fucking 45 minutes. That ain't working for you. You're going to learn the foods you should be eating on a daily basis, starchy carbs, healthy fats, proteins, vegetables with every single meal three times a day. That's it. Healthy, delicious meals that will boost your testosterone, help boost your metabolism, burn fat, get into incredible shape. You're going to learn recovery. You're going to learn to embrace yoga, embrace recovery, embrace mobility so you don't get injured. You're going to learn mindset to become an alpha, hard to kill. You're going to be surrounded by thousands of men in the same journey as you, been down the same road as you. You're also going to get coaching from the Funkster every single week. I'm going to answer your questions every single week. I'm going to hang out with you every single week. That's what you're going to do. That's number one. Number two is when you get COVID, you're going to rest. You're not working out. You're resting. And in fact, that's what I used to tell everybody, because we've had guys in the brotherhood who got COVID. And I just tell them, just rest, guys. Just rest. For some reason, I thought I could, because I had been in such great shape, that I could kick COVID's ass. And I did, but I took a beating while I was doing it, which is cool too. I don't mind doing that. I don't mind taking a beating. I get to learn. I get to feel the, all right, I'm right at the edge. I can just tap, but I ain't tapping. I'm coming back, baby. Right from the ashes, like a phoenix, right? Rising from the ashes. That's what's happening. And, you know, so you're not going to do anything. You're going to focus on nutrition. It's basically the same thing I tell my guys when they get sick or when they get injured. I always say, okay, you're sick and injured. Let's no more exercise right now. We've got to regain strength in our body. We've got to let our body work so that we can get rid of the injury as quickly as possible or get rid of the sickness. So what we're going to do is we're going to change our focus to hydration and making sure that we're getting, a gallon at least of water every single day, all day. We're going to make sure that we are eating healthy, no bad foods during the time, because when you get injured or when you get sick, you want to have comfort food. But that's not the time for that, because that's gonna increase inflammation. That's gonna make everything a lot tougher for your body to recover. So we're gonna dial down on our nutrition, because if there's nothing else that we can't do in the exercise realm, we can focus on nutrition. And then we're gonna supplement. We're gonna make sure that we get our omegas, our multivitamins. We're gonna make sure that we have our vitamin D, because we're all super deficient on that. We're going to make sure that we have our probiotics so that our gut's health is there. We're going to make sure we have our alpha mag, our magnesium, right? So we're really going to focus, going to get whey protein because of the immunity that whey protein helps with. So those are all the things we're going to do when we are injured, when we are sick, or when we get COVID. And then after we're done, we come back and we start to re-implement the workouts, but knowing that you're not going to be 100% when you come back from the workouts. You may feel 100% because you're feeling better than you were before, but you still have to rework yourself in, and that'll take a week, and then you're back to where you were. And that's it, man. That's it. But here's the thing. April 22nd, April 23rd, you're listening April 28th. I'm in Canada, Ontario, and there are this is the worst COVID we've ever had here in our country, because we don't have the vaccines that the US have, and people are getting vaccinated in the US, which is phenomenal. And for me, I'm getting vaccinated because I told you I want to travel. So I'm getting a vaccine. I don't care. And I'm not worried about side effects because I'm healthy. So whatever side effects happen, let's go. Let's go. I'm ready to fight, man. I'm ready. Let's go. But I'm getting a vaccine because I want to be able to travel. That's my number one thing. I don't know if you need a vaccine to travel, right? I don't know, but I want to have the least amount of barriers in place so that I can go traveling and I can feel safe whatever country I go to. And I'm having Alpha Camp 2020, over 40 Alpha Camp 2020. So I want to make sure that all my guys don't have to quarantine and do all that stuff. And unbeknownst to anybody, only if you're listening to this right now, if you're listening to this right now, then if you're listening to this right now, you're definitely not, it's not the first time you're going to hear it, but I'm saying this for the first time. I'm doing a Thailand retreat in 2020 as well. I made that decision this morning. Because I know that there's a lot of people in the Western world and in Europe that it's going to be easier for them to get to Thailand. And I haven't been to Thailand in 2 years now, and I need to get back to my country. I need, I need to get back to Thailand, and I'm going to do a retreat. I made a decision because this morning when I woke up, when I wake up, I like to read a bit of scripture and, I like to do a little meditation, but, what had come up in when I opened up the scriptures on my phone, and then I do a little bit of meditation, and then I get up and start doing whatever. But when I looked at my phone, it was the video highlight of my 2018 funk fitness retreat in Thailand, and I was just like, oh damn, I got to do this. And we've done it twice and it's been insane. It's been incredible. And I'm doing it again. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. If not 2022, 2023, but we're going 2022, October. Let's do it. Let's go. Come in and you train. Anyways, I'm not going to get into details, man. You can go to funkmmaseminars.com and see what that's all about. But yeah, man, definitely going to do so. So I've got the Alpha Camp in 2020. I've got Funk Retreat 2020. Angela and I are going to start traveling. We're going to go to Africa, probably 2023, to go see my boy Praz. We're traveling the world because now the fact that there's so many alpha brothers all over the world in so many different countries. And one of the things that I always wanted to do was travel to different countries and just like do little funk, not seminars. I don't want to say like funk hangouts / workouts. That's what it's right. But I didn't have like, you know, there's people who follow me from all over the world, but they're not in the brotherhood. Now that they're in the brotherhood, there's a reason for me to go to Greece. There's a reason for me to go to Italy. There's a reason for me to go to Spain. There's a reason for me to go to Bulgaria. There's a reason for me to go to Australia. Well, I've already been to Australia and New Zealand and seen my brothers there, you know, Bruce and Warwick. But there's a reason for us to go to Africa now, but to see more people. There's a reason for us to go to England, UK, Ireland, well, back to Ireland, back to Scotland. There's reasons for us to go to Brazil and Chile and Mexico and everywhere in the U.S., because there's brothers all over the world and Canada, across Canada. But there's brothers all over the world that are part of the brotherhood. And this year, 2021, we're going to do a Ontario Brotherhood workout. We're going to go down to the beach. I'm going to invite all the brothers in the brotherhood. I think that the brotherhood in Ontario alone is growing like the leaps and bounds. Incredible. Incredible. Every time I get on a coaching call, someone from Ottawa, Niagara Falls, Whitby, Guelph, freaking Toronto, Pickering, like just all over, right? All over the GTA and Ottawa and surrounding areas. Come for a day, and we're gonna train, and we're gonna eat, and we're gonna be healthy. But you gotta be in the brotherhood, which means you gotta go to over40alpha.com. Anyways, guys. Thank you so much, man. The takeaway for this is COVID's no joke. So be prepared. Be prepared. I don't care what your political stance is in whatever country you're in. And the only thing you have control over is your own health, period. And there's no excuse, because you're listening to this right now and you're not part of the brotherhood. Then there's no excuse, because I am going to telling you that for $1, I am going to help you. So go to over40alpha.com, sign up, go through the process of signing up, and then go through the steps of starting, and I'll see you on the coaching call, and let's get it going. Let's get it done. All right. Thank you so much. I love you guys, and we'll be back in the next episode. I love you guys. Health, wellness, and love from the brother. Have a great day. Get it done. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts. former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.